We walked on silently for a few steps before Leo, casting a wary glance to the top of the butte, not so far away now, said,
"I've been looking into Estimart a little. Maybe I should tell you what I know before we barge into his house."
"Good for you. What did you learn?" I asked.
"Well, this might be one of those cases where someone walked out before he could be thrown back," Leo said.
"Really? What was he doing?"
"His avocation was tiles," Leo said.
"The really ornate tile work in the new laundry was done by him."
"The geometric stuff," I said.
"Yes, but it seems he was using that as a sort of cover story to pursue an ancient geometry problem called the Teglon. It's a tiling problem, and it dates all the way back to the Temple of Orithena."
"Isn't that the problem that made a bunch of people crazy?" I asked.
"Metacorones was standing on the Decagon in front of the Temple of Orithena, contemplating the Teglon, when the ash rolled over him," Kriskin said.
I said, "It's the problem that Rabemakis was thinking about on the beach when the Bayesian soldier ran him through with a spear."
Leo said, "Suur Charla of the Daughters of Hylea thought she had the answer, scratched out on the dust of the road to Upper Colban when King Ruta's army marched through on their way to getting massacred. She never recovered her sanity. People's efforts to solve it have spun off entire sub-disciplines of theorics. And there are, have always been, some who paid more attention to it than was really good for them. The obsession gets passed down from one generation to the next."
"You're talking of the lineage," Kriskin said.
"Yes,"
Leo answered, with another nervous look up. "Which lineage do you mean?" I asked.
"The lineage, people call it," Kriskin said. "Or sometimes the old lineage.
Well, give me some help. What consensus is it based at?" Kriskin shook his head.
"You're assuming it's like an order. But this lineage goes back farther than the reconstitution, farther even than Sant Cartus. Supposedly, it was founded during the Peregrine period by Theors who had worked with Metacorones."
"But who, unlike him, didn't end up under 300 feet of pumice," Leo added.
"Well, that's a whole different matter then," I said. "If that's really true, it's not of the mathic world at all."
"That's the problem," Leo said. "The lineage was around for centuries before the whole idea of maths, frauds, and sewers, so you wouldn't expect it to operate according to any of the rules that we normally associate with our orders."
"You are speaking of it in the present tense," I pointed out. Kriskin again looked uneasy, but he said nothing. Leo glanced up again and slowed. "Where is this going? Why are you guys so nervous?" I asked.
"Some came to suspect that Estimart was a member," Leo said.
"But Estimart was an Edharian," I said.
"That's part of the problem," Leo said.
"Problem?" I asked.
"Yes," said Kriskin. "For me and you, anyway."
"Why, because you and I are Edharians?"
"Yes," Kriskin said,
with a flick of the eyes toward Leo. "Well, Leo, I trust with my life," I told him. "So you could say anything in front of him that you might say to me as a fellow Edharian."
"All right," Kriskin said. "It doesn't surprise me that you've never heard about this, since you've only been in the Order of Sant Edhar for a few months, and you're just a tenor," I said. "Go ahead, I'm not offended." But I was, a little.
Behind Kriskin, Leo made a funny face that took the sting out of it.
"Otherwise, you might have heard rumors about this kind of thing. Remarks.
To what effect?"
"First of all, that Edharians in general are a little nutty, a little mystical."
"Of course I know some people like to say that," I said.
"All right," Kriskin said. "Well, then you know that one of the reasons people look askance at us Edharians is that it seems as though our devotion to the Hylaean theoric world might take precedence over our loyalty to the discipline and the principles of the reconstitution."
"Okay," I said.
"I think that's unfair, but I can see how some people might harbor such notions."
Leo added,
or pretend to harbor them when it gave them a weapon to wave in at Harian's faces.
Now, Kriskin said, imagine that there was, or was thought to be, a lineage of what amounted to ultra-Edharians.
Are you telling me that people think there's a connection between our order and the lineage?
Kriskin nodded.
Some have gone so far as to lodge the accusation that the Edharians are a sham, a false front whose real purpose is to act as a host body for an infestation of Teglon worshippers.
Given the number of contributions Edharians had made to Theoryx over the millennia, I didn't have any trouble dismissing such a ludicrous claim. But one word caught my attention.
Worshippers?
I repeated. Kriskin sighed.
The kinds of people who spread such rumors, he began,
are the same ones who think that our belief in the HTW is tantamount to a religion, I concluded. And it suits their purposes to spread the idea that there is a secret cult at the heart of the Edharian Order.
Kriskin nodded. Is there?
Leo asked. I'd have slugged him if I could have gotten away with it. Kriskin didn't know about Leo's sense of humor, and so he took it pretty badly.